This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The National Football League finds itself in a somewhat unusual position this year after years, decades, really, of television success. Ratings so far this season are down 10% overall. Monday nights are doing the worst, off 17%. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has a look at what's going on.
First of all, we don't actually know if fewer people are watching games overall.
We don't only consume football on television.
Travis Vogan is a communications professor at the University of Iowa. Friendly reminder, he says people are moving really quickly from TV to watching on phones, tablets, computers, and the rating system hasn't caught up. Michael Lisko, a professor of sports management at Southern Methodist University, also says some of the matchups just haven't been strong so far. And each year, there are a few more games to choose from.
Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night, all day Sunday. You know, I'd be divorced if I watched football, you know, when it was always on.
Still, there have been some unusual things going on this season. For one, protests by players upset about racism and police violence. And with that, counter-protests. Aaron Batwinski, a lifelong Packers fan, says he's boycotting the NFL.
I love football. I love the game. But the NFL has absolutely ruined it. They've made it way too political.
A Rasmussen poll this week found almost a third of adults in the U.S. said they were less likely to watch NFL games because of the players' protests. The final factor is that the NFL is competing with another face-off, Clinton and Trump. Their first debate, the most watched presidential debate ever, was during Monday Night Football. The Packers are playing the Giants during the next debate Sunday. Travis Vogan again.
So that'll be kind of an interesting test to see where America's interests lie.
Personally, I'm going with the debate. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.